Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'.
Yes, barefoot, and why? Because of barefoot wine. And joining us in the studio to explain the details of making a successful wine brand is Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. They are the co-founders of Barefoot Wine. They are also the co-authors of the New York Times bestseller, The Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand. Good to have you both with us. Thanks for coming in.
We are delighted to be back. Thank you, Pim,
Bonnie,
and Carol.
Let's start. Just tell people a little bit of the history of Barefoot Wine, how you started it, meeting in a laundry room. What was going on?
The laundry room was our first business office, and we were very fortunate not to have a washer and dryer. We couldn't afford one, but at least that gave us some extra room, so we had a place to have a business office.
And how did you decide that going into the wine business was for both of you? Because you didn't have any experience growing grapes or making wine, did you?
No, and we didn't have any money to invest either. But what we did have was a mutual client who was a grape grower who wasn't getting paid for his grapes. And it was a six-figure number. Michael went into the winery that owed him the money. They were going bankrupt, so it didn't look very good. But he was able to negotiate a trade for bottling services and bulk wine. So that got us a foot closer to the money, but not much more than that. We still had to create a label, a marketing plan, go out and sell it. We thought, well, how hard could it be? We can go to the chains and sell it there, pay our grower back, and put a couple bucks in our pocket, and then we'll be on our way.
How hard was this?
It was immensely difficult because we didn't know what we were doing getting into it. We had no idea of the consequences of producing a wine for $5 a bottle. It meant that we had to, for instance, produce 200,000 cases a year in order to break even. It meant, for instance, that we had to be in all 50 states. We had to be in thousands of supermarkets. We had to be in control states. We had to be in 28 foreign countries. And so starting out from our laundry room, it's a good thing we didn't know all that.
Did you know it was going to work?
We had faith. We had heart that it would work. I believed it was going to sell a lot of wine. I thought that there was a lot of people out there in the marketplace that were looking for something in the wine department that was not intimidating, something that wasn't in French, something they could actually pronounce, and something that was affordable, and also something they could remember. So the name was the same as the logo, and it jumped right out on the shelf with a big red foot on it or different colored feet, and it seemed to have really hit the hearts of a lot of consumers, because I guess I wasn't the only one out there who was intimidated by all of the wines that I couldn't pronounce.
Michael Houlihan, it also hit the heart of E.J. Gallo.
Well, when you go into business, you have to make up your mind what you're going to do. Are you going to go into business because you want to give it to your kid? Are you going to go into business because you can't get a job anywhere else and you need a job? Or are you going to go into business because you want to build a value? If what you think is you're going to build a value, that means you're going to be acquired someday. We thought it would take 4 years. It actually took 19 years. But it was a big brand when we sold it. We were up to 600,000 cases a year. We were in all 50 states. We were in 28 foreign countries, thousands of supermarket chains. We did the duty state by state. And we were very fortunate to find an acquirer who appreciated what we'd done. And we did the whole thing without advertising, you have to remember. So our whole way of getting the word out was through word of mouth, through the memberships of the nonprofit organizations that we supported, who were basically part of our clientele, the actual people who came into the marketplace.
We are talking with Michael Houlihan, and Bonnie Harvey. They're co-founders of Barefoot Wine. And now you're helping other folks. start businesses.
Yes, we are traveling the country, and we are talking to students of entrepreneurship at the various universities, and we're delighted to be here in New York to talk to disabled vets at a special program that's called the Entrepreneurial Boot Camp for Vets with Disabilities, and that's in Syracuse. We'll be talking to them this weekend.
We want to talk a little bit more about this, so can you stick around for a little bit?
Sure.
You bet.
We would love it. Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey, co-founders of Barefoot Wine, in studio with us. Their book out, The Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand. You're listening to Taking Stock on this Friday. As for the markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finishing with a 5-point loss, the S&P 500 up just about 3 points, and the NASDAQ down 24. I'm Carol Masser here with Pim Fox, and this is Bloomberg Radio. Mark Mills, thank you so much. This is Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio. I'm Carol Masser and my co-host Pim Fox, and we are talking with Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. They're co-founders of Barefoot Wine, joining us in studio today. And just before, we were talking about how you're in town because you're helping this weekend at Syracuse University's Entrepreneurial Boot Camp for Disabled Veterans. So talk a little bit more about what you're doing in this program.
Well, these are people that are coming back from the Middle East, and, you know, they've donated a lot of hard work and
put their life on hold for
all
of us.
Yeah, you know, and they come back to the United States. You know, there's no big welcoming committee or anything else. The jobs really aren't there. And these particular vets that we're working with have made a choice to become self-employed. And we think that they have the qualities to make that happen. They got the guts, that's for sure. They got the tenacity. And the country they fought for, which is the United States, has the best opportunity in the world for anybody trying to be an entrepreneur and start a business. You don't have to be a Duke to get a loan. And so what we do is we give them the benefit of our 20 years experience in business, building a brand and getting it through a distribution system and making it a household name. And basically, what we talk to them about is business philosophy, how to treat other people, how to treat the guy that you owe money to, how to treat your employees, how to treat your distributor, how to treat your customer. And these relationships are key to success. They don't really teach this stuff in school.
What's the biggest mistake you think people make starting a business?
I think the biggest mistake is the same one that we made, which is you think that you've got great product, a great price, a really cute package, and it's going to just sell like hotcakes. Well, it's not going to sell unless you get it on the shelf. It's not going to sell unless you get it into the marketplace. So distribution management really trumps your product, your price, your quality. If you miss out on distribution management, your product will be rotting in some warehouse, just like a lot of others that missed out on distribution management.
You said that you bought the first batch of grapes. It was a six-figure purchase.
Well, we assumed the debt. The grape grower was owed the money.
He was owed the money, and you went in and you had a negotiation, and you said, we'll take the grapes. We'll do something.
Take the debt.
We took over the debt.
You took over the debt. Are there characteristics that define what an entrepreneur is? Because certain people would not want to take that risk.
You have to believe in yourself and your ability to learn things that you don't know starting out rather quickly. And you have to be pretty civil about, your level of common sense and, you know, your general philosophy about being willing to do it no matter what it takes. It's sort of like you jump in this, you know, the English Channel, and if you swim halfway across, you're not going to get tired and swim back, you know.
That's a good point.
So I guess
you
the major
give up.
I guess that's right. I guess the major characteristic is you got to be a little, meshuga there or something.
And you have to be willing to admit you don't know it all. You've got to go out and ask questions of a lot of people. You've got to put your own ego aside and look at the goal and talk to the people that have been in the industry, that have had the experience from the top to the bottom. We talked to national chain store buyers, and we talked to the guy on the forklift, and we got great information from both and everybody in between.
I like that. Put your ego aside. Hey, great stuff. Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time for us, with us. Co-founders of Barefoot Wine and their book, The Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.